Why not? 4th of July, I'm celebrating America that was, that will be, and that still is in some ways. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Coming up in a couple of days, it's Check-In Thursday, and we have a friend of the show checking in. You have not heard from him before, but I asked him to call in, and he was willing to do it. His name is Rhett Rasmussen. He is the president of Rasmussen Gas Logs and Solaire Infrared Grills. You've heard us talk about Solaire Grill on this show. Rhett, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Happy Independence Day to you.
Happy Independence Day to you. Thanks for getting up, what, 3:30 in the morning where you are?
It's my pleasure. It is a little early, but that's okay.
You're a Navy guy. You know how to get out of bed, right?
Oh, boy. Sleep is a precious commodity, and especially in the Navy. You learn to grab it whenever you can.
We heard Admiral McRaven, new president of the University of Texas, head of the SEALs for a while, and he said the one thing to do is, as soon as you get out of bed, make that bed. And we had a guy call in and said, I took his advice, but my wife was very upset because she was still in it.
So, anyway, Admiral McRaven is a great American.
Yes, sir. Tell us about yourself. Where'd you grow up in the Navy and so on?
Grew up in Whittier, California, which is halfway between downtown Los Angeles and Disneyland.
Sure.
And went to the U.S. Naval Academy, graduated with the great class of 1982. In fact, my classmate John Richardson is the Chief of Naval Operations nominee right now.
Great.
He looks to be heading us up there. After graduation from the academy, I came out to San Diego, and I was on surface ships for about 5.5 years, and then left the service, joined our family business. We've been in business since 1907. My great-grandfather started the business as a blacksmith shop. And over the years, we've done a variety of different things. My grandfather was very good with ornamental ironwork, and then we started a fireplace shop in the early 1950s. And my dad had an idea for a better gas log burner system in the late 50s, and he developed that and couldn't get anybody else to make logs for himself. So in the spirit of the blacksmith, he figured out how to do it himself, and we have had gas logs as our main product line for since 1958. We've expanded to the contemporary styles, fireballs, fire shapes, fire stones over the years, and have one of the most complete lines available to fit, to fill up any fireplace might have.
Great.
Then in 2000, we went into gas grills. We had retailed gas grills before in the 70s and 80s when we had a retail shop in front of our manufacturing business. But we had a better idea for the burner system. There had been a patent that another company had that expired in early 2000. And the cooking system was great, but the grill around it left some things to be desired. So we really, really optimized the infrared burner system and made the grill very serviceable. And then we have grown over the last 15 years to have a very complete line that goes from small tailgate portable grills all the way up to a very large 56-inch, the largest infrared grill available. And the infrared system is really the heart of our grills. It's the only reason that we're in the grill business. And it's because it just gives you the professional high heat that your top chefs like to use.
Okay, well, this is where I plug in because I know nothing about this, but I do know good when it's good. And we have two grills. We have a several $1,000 tech grill, which always looks like someone's in a video with their hair on fire when we light it up, and doesn't do the job. And then we got through one of our salespeople. I said, "Would you try the Solaire grill? I think it's probably one of the mid-sized levels, Rhett, and it is fabulous. I don't do the grilling. Mrs. Bennett does, and my son John does, and our U.S. Marine does. So you got a connection there. They grill, and they love this grill. No one's using this really expensive clunker. Everybody wants to use the Solaire. It's really a fine product, and I just wanted to thank you on air and promote it for you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much. It's a well-built grill. We make all of our grills in Whittier, California. So they're U.S. made, U.S. designed, U.S. made, and we make them all with fine detail to quality, and we want to maintain all of our manufacturing here in the United States.
And,
and you just, you know, we don't ship it with the laser film on it, so we find if there's any imperfections, we correct them at the factory before we send them out to the customers.
All right, a few questions in anticipation of July 4th. We're going to put you on the spot here, okay? Because this is, you know, people are going to be grilling. Now, this may cause a, I'm going to start with the big question, Rhett. This may cause a major rupture in my family because there are, I mean, there are fundamental disagreements. This is like worse than do you believe in God or not, or do you believe in gay marriage or not? Do you cook with the top down or out or up? Do you close the grill or keep the grill open? I'm not telling you who believes what in my family because I don't want you to play favorites.
Well, you know, there are other issues that, you know, you might want to get more divisive on in your family. That one really depends on the type of grill that you're using. If you're using a Solera infrared grill, most of your grilling is going to be with the lid open because we're cooking with direct heat onto the food. Most of your conventional grills just don't generate enough heat on their own, so you have to close the lid to create the heat. Trap it and so that you get hot enough to get close to searing. If you're using charcoal, most likely you're going to cover it. But again, it depends on what you're cooking, too. If you're doing a more low-slow type of cooking, you're going to close that lid to keep the heat in. You'll use more indirect methods with that. But again, if you're using a Solera, it's nice. It's hot. And it's that's the whole key.
Yeah, now, see, I like my steak, and I confess I'm a meat eater. I like my steak, you know, what do they call Pittsburgh style, where it's burned on the outside and kind of, you know, rare on the inside. I think is that
mooing on the inside?
Yeah, mooing on the inside and burnt to death on the outside. And I think, is that what you call Pittsburgh? I think it is. Anyway, and that Solera just does that perfectly for me. But everybody seems happy. What's that?
I call that caveman style.
Caveman will do, but we do have a wrestling match on our Solera with one member of the family trying to close it and the other saying, no, you have to keep it open. I think it's open because I think your grill runs so hot. Other tips. What are other tips, Rhett, give us for the 4th of July as people are planning to grill? We're going to grill tonight, I think, a preliminary. We're going to do some burgers and hot dogs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hungry.
The other thing, too, is on your grill, just don't limit yourself to meat. There are so many other things that you can do on the grill that just really enhances the experience. Grilled peaches with a little bit of brown sugar and then a nice little scoop of vanilla ice cream on it is a perfect ending to your grilling meal that you're making. Veggies. Zucchini is fantastic. A little bit, you know, just spray each side with a little bit of spray, cooking spray, a little bit of garlic salt on it. Grill it on the grill at the high temperature. Going to come out fantastic. Don't be afraid of the heat. Heat is the best thing you can have for your grilled food and really open up your repertoire to more than just your burgers and steaks and dogs. You know, do just almost anything that you're going to want to eat. Try it on the grill. Grilled asparagus. Like I said, the zucchini. Corn on the cob is fantastic. On the Solera, you can either do it in the husk, you know, just soak the corn in the husk, or de-husk it and put it inside some foil, put some butter on it, a little bit of salt and pepper, and, you know, 2 minutes, a quarter turn on the high, and then put it up on the warming rack. Keep turning that every couple of minutes as you grill your steak or your burgers or your dog.
Okay.
And by the time you're done with those, the corn is ready to go, 20 minutes total time. Best corn you'll have.
All right. I want to give them our millennial guys here a chance. But before we do that, what's the website? Where do people go if they want to find out more and order one? And this is a product we use, Bill Bennett uses, the family uses, and we love it. Where do they go, Rhett?
Oh, thank you, Bill. BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com is the place to get to start at to find out about our Solera infrared grills as well as our gas logs. And we also distribute a nice contemporary style of patio heaters.
Okay, good. Now, I know Chris and Dave, there are millennial bachelors. They're probably planning, you know, which bus station to go to for 4th of July, you know, luncheon, or which pizzeria to call, you know, for delivery. So I want you to encourage them. Guys, you have questions, Chris?
Yeah, well, let's say you're a millennial and you're trying to impress a girl with your cooking skills. What's something you can cook that won't go horribly wrong if you don't have...
That you mean that can't go horribly
wrong. Yeah, that can't go horribly wrong.
Well, you know...
You see what I'm dealing with all day here, Rhett.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Again, it depends on which grill you've got. If you've got the Stellar Infrared grill, number one, you're not going to spend a lot of time in preparation because it only takes 3 minutes to get to full temperature of over 1,000 degrees at the grilling grid.
Right.
Wow.
If you really want to impress her... Yeah. Now, and I would recommend going to my friends at bestfiletmignon.com, getting some of their great prime fillets, and 6 minutes on high on one side, 6 minutes on high on the other. Take it off. It's going to be a perfect crusty on the outside, medium rare on the inside, tender and tasty, and it will leave you a lot more time to get down to business with her, too.
Engaged by 10 o'clock, Chris. Yeah. The ring by 10. Dave, go ahead.
You know, a lot of times I find myself grilling. I'm, of course, watching the meat. I'm trying to drink a beer. I'm trying to talk to people. I often find myself in need of a kind of grilling assistant. What qualities should I look for in such a person?
Somebody who will keep you focused on the grill. Yeah. Especially with Solaire, I call it a half a beer grill, not a two beer grill. Everything goes so quickly. The last thing you want to do is put your food on, walk away, come back 20 minutes later, and find that you've got a nice, you know, grilled hockey puck on the on the grill.
No, Mr.
I find a digital timer is the best thing. It gives you a nice frame of reference, keeps you focused on the fact that things are going faster. And I like to turn the meat on the grill every 2.5 to 3 minutes to keep the juices flowing.
There you go.
And that really ends up with a much more tender and tasty product.
We got to let it go. Thank you very much, Rhett. This was a wonderful interlude in the midst of some news we're not thrilled with these last couple of weeks. But we hope that you have a great 4th. Thank you for your service to our country. Thanks for making this wonderful family business a success. And once more, the website, real quick.
BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill, GRILL.com.
Thank you, Rhett. Happy 4th of July.